Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the Lainish Lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings that pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, completed state of enlightenment, which is completely free of all mistakes and perfected in all the qualities and knowledge. And in order to attain this state, that I'm going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings. When we take the teachings of the founder Guru Shakyamuni, who is regarded as as one's ultimate objects of refuge, the reason why one would hold a Buddha as one's sublime object of refuge, the reason behind that is because of the instruction of the Dharma teachings. Out of the resources of these teachings, then, you have the arising of all the Shravaka and the Pratika Buddhas, the hearers and the solitary realizers, as well as all the assembly of our Bodhisattvas. And they all, in turn, arise out of the roots of Bodhicitta. And Bodhicitta then arises out of the roots of compassion. So accordingly, then, the great Indian master Chandrakirti then praises the mind of praises the mind of compassion in this respect, that that all the arisings of all the hearers, Buddhas on the hearers' part, Buddhas on the solitary realizers' part, all the assembly of bodhisattvas, all having arisen out of the roots of bodhicitta, and that in turn having arisen out of compassion is a prayer of praise also composed by Chandrakirti.
Ojinda dinda yamba yandu
And so when compassion is praised, the praise to compassion is made before even the praise and offerings to the Buddhas, even before, you know, preceding, before one makes offerings and praises to the Buddhas, then one one makes the praise to the mind of praise or offerings to the mind of compassion. The reason for that is because it is an important feature on the path as a cause generating the path, and that which also nourishes us, nurtures us, or supports us in our path, and what also enables the fruits of the fruits or the results of the path. Just like the so in this way we say compassion is important at the beginning, in the middle, and to the very end. Just like the seeds, you know, in order to have a good harvest, then you first have to start with planting of the seeds. And just like the seeds, then you can say compassion is that seed for us in the spiritual path. And then in the middle, just like how you need the water, the manure, sunlight, like this, to nurture that seed into growing well, in the same way, then throughout the course of our spiritual path, then it is the mind of compassion which brings forth that kind of support or nourishment, the constant enhancement in one's spiritual path, just like the water and the manure, like that. Then, just like the seed which eventually results in a good crop of harvest, in the same way, then it is in the end, at the end of one's spiritual path, what enables the attainment of the two objectives, the ultimate objective for the self, the ultimate benefit for the others. This kind of result to attain enlightenment for the benefit of sentient beings is also enabled by the mind of compassion. So in this way, we say compassion is important at all of the stages, from the very beginning, in the middle, and at the very end of the path too.
Kangar Dedagala ju divadan tena nyabadan divadan oju divadan tena nyabadai semi kunyinji shamba semi dan nyinji semi ko kamni ju shamba dan nyinji chembu rugsam sangya tinda go yon rugyon medingi de divadan ju tena nyamba shamba dan wada dingar dan tena nyamba nyinji oju tinda ju ju go ni semi ji mara jichin shi ni tini dedagala dan traven do bu ཨོཇི་དེ་ཅིག་དེ་ཞང་ཅིག་སམ་སི་ཐབ་ཅིམ་བུ་སམ་ཅི་དང་རབ་ཡོ་མ་རེ་དེ་དེ་དག་ལི་ཏ་བར་ན་དོབ་ཅར་དེ་ཅིག་རང་རང་ཁོར་བ་ལི་ཏ་བར་ཐབ་ཅིག་ཐོམ་ན་ཉམ་བ་ཡ་རང་དེ་ཉི་རང་ནམ་ཅི་དེ་ཏར་སམ་བ་དང་དེ་ལི་ཅང་ཅིག་སབ་ཅི་ཆེ་བར་དམ་བ་བ་ཐབ་ཅིམ་བུ་ནམ་ཡན་ན་དེ་དག་དེ་བ་དང་ཐེན་ན་ཉམ་བ་
So when we talk of compassion, then there are many different types of compassion or many different levels of compassion. The highest form of compassion is known as the great compassion. And the compassion on the in the case of the in the case of the Buddhas on the hero's path or the solitary realizer's path, then their compassion is known as limitless compassion, immeasurable compassion. So you have compassion at the level of an ordinary sentient being, then a compassion at the level of being an Arya being or a superior being. And so with regards to the immeasurable or limitless kind of love and compassion as practiced in those paths, then they are usually in the format of the prayers of the, in the format of the four immeasurable prayers, each of those prayers, then, in relation to compassion, in relation to love, then it's rooted in the understanding of suffering and generating out of the resources of the renunciation, the thought to definitely to emerge out of cyclic existence. By reflecting on the shortcomings of one's suffering or one's cyclic existence, by reflecting on this, then developing the renunciation. So when one thinks in terms of one's own sufferings or hardships, then it generates the wish to definitely emerge out of this state is known as renunciation. But then when one reflects on suffering in terms of others' suffering and thinks how wonderful it would be if others were free from suffering, and may they become free from suffering, then that kind of mind, then when one thinks of suffering in terms of others, then that becomes compassion. So compassion then is expressed in accordance with the four immeasurables at three different levels, wanting sentient beings to be free of suffering, and may they become free. And then on the the Shravaka and the hearers and the solitary realized path, then the motivation is that in order for sentient beings to be free from suffering wanting to attain liberation for that purpose, in order for sentient beings to be free from suffering. But on the Mahayana path, then it goes to the extent of not just thinking how wonderful it would be if sentient beings were free from suffering, but may they become free from suffering. And the third feature is the distinguishing characteristic of the compassion as expressed in the Mahayana path, which is may I myself alone then cause this to happen. Generating a sense of complete responsibility for oneself to accomplish that. So that these are the three features that you have in the expression of the limitless compassion, and likewise in the expression of the limitless loving kindness. How wonderful it would be if sentient beings had happiness. And then may sentient beings have happiness. And in the case of the Mayana path, then may I myself cause that to happen. Become generating thought of complete responsibility for that. So in the case of the hero's path or the solitary realizer's path, then instead of the expression of the thought of I myself cause this to happen, then for this may I attain liberation. So that is how it is kind of distinguished. But it is out of the resources of generating loving kindness and compassion that one can generate the highest altruistic thought of bodhicitta.
Ojida dinra yinba yinduda dinra gwe goni yuda yuda nyanduda rangir oji taba chenpo nam ji ji nyan ji la ji shu che chang na ja che chang yoba dinra gwe goni taba sam ji lam dhotsir gwe ji san tab ji nyam ne ji tab ji nyam ne shenpa dang nyan ji dang tse samayang ja che chang yoba oji dinra gwe goni sharab ji nyam ne yang ji nyanduda rangir nam ji ये ドトルジーランバーディーオーダーチシーゴツルデダシューサニーダダリーカプサバーディーダカルザンシューナージングダコンザワサムソソルジューチェテンダンオジグダダニージシーダントンドサムジーゴニーダジラマニソングユワヨンドゥサンジーコンザワディーディンダサムジーゴニーシュワディートゥサニーオダジューコンザワラージューダンボーチョジョージーチェテンゴニー
So, when we take the, in the case of the hero's path or solitary realizer's path or the minor path, the compassion, although the practice of generating compassion is common to all of these three vehicles, but how it is differentiated is the strength and the extensiveness or the pervasiveness of that compassion is different, slightly different in all of these three vehicles. In the case of the method of loving kindness and compassion generated at the Mahayana level is extremely noble or extremely strong, and then very very pervasive, the wisdom that which is cultivated on the Mayan path, then although the logic and reason, although in the case of the hero's path, the shravaka, and the solitary realizer's path, there is the direct realization of emptiness, but how they establish the basis of the reasons, the logics and the reasons that are utilized to establish that realization of emptiness, then the basis of the reasons that they use is more limited, whereas on the Mayana path then is like limitless. Many different ways of logic and reasons are applied in order to establish that realization or understanding of emptiness. So in this way, in all of the three vehicles, although method and wisdom method of love and compassion, bodhicitta, and the wisdom realizing emptiness are common to all of this. Yet the strength and the pervasiveness or the extensiveness of the method and wisdom then varies in all of these three vehicles. So this is in brief introducing the slight differences in the method and wisdom practice of the three vehicles. So now going back to the point of the teachings where we were talking about the three jewels, the three rare and sublime objects of refuge. Then yesterday, specifically talking about the Dharma, in the first stanza, briefly explains what the Dharma is about in the context of the true cessation and the true path. There is a praise of the Dharma then, and a brief few lines explaining the points of the Dharma. And then the latter verses then talks a little bit more in detail about the features of the Dharma. So here, yesterday we talked about three qualities attributed to the true cessation. Three qualities are attributed to the true path, and then with each of these verses, then there is a general explanation of the point, and then a more elaborate explanation of the Dharma, and then again a condensed meaning of the entire thing. In this way, you have these six qualities. Three qualities attributed to true cessation, true path. And then the general quality. So all in all, there are eight within the ninth verse. Then there are eight characteristics attributed to the Dharma. The refuge of the Dharma having these eight characteristics to it. Then the tenth verse talks about a little bit more in detail. About the qualities of the Dharma. Due to being unthinkable without the two, i.e. contaminated actions and afflictive emotions, without conceptions, pure, clear, and antidotal. The doctrine is that which is, and that by which there is the state, devoid of passions or attachment, having the character of the last two truths. The first three qualities, unthinkable, meaning like inconceivable, without the two delusions and its action karma, and without conceptions, are the three qualities of this true cessation. And pure, clear, and antidotal are the three qualities of the true path.
So when we talk about due to
being unthinkable, meaning inconceivable. Inconceivable here refers to being free of the four extremes that we talked about in the verse 9. Not non-existent, not existent. Not existent and non-existent like that, these four extremes. Is what is referred to as being, inconceivable in this respect with regards to the four extremes. Without the two refers primarily to being free of the root delusions and the secondary delusions. Undefiled by the afflicted states of mind and the negative karmas or non-virtuous activities of these root and secondary delusions is what is referred to as, without the two. So, without conceptions refers to the basis of the true existence, basis of grasping a true existence. When you have ignorance grasping a true existence of self or a person, ignorance grasping at the true existence of phenomena. Without conceptions means being free of the defilements of these types of ignorance grasping at true existence is what is without conceptions. So in this way, these three are inconceivable or unthinkable. Without the two, without conceptions, are the three qualities
attributed to true cessation. Or ਵਜੂ ਦਿੰਗੜ ਦਾ ਕੰਜਾਂ ਦੀ ਤਵ ਕੰਗੜ ਦਿੰਗੜ ਦਾ ਦਿੰਗੜ ਕ ਤਵ ਕੰਜਾਂ ਦੀ ਤੀਜੇ ਕੰਜਾਂ ਦਾ ਨਿਯਮ ਵੀ ਕੰਜਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਭ ਜੀ ਗਰਦੇ ਜੀ ਪੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਤਿੰਦਾ ਵੀ ਛੇਜੂ ਸੰਦੇ ਜੀ ਬਸਾਂ ਨਾ ਨੀ
ਰੁਮਚੇ ਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਥਾਪਾ ਤੇ ਰੁਮਚੇ ਕੰਦੇ
ਜੀ ਯਰ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਜੀ ਗੋਦੇ ਯਰ ਤੰਬੈ ਨੀ ਤੇ ਜੀ ਕਰਜ਼ੇ ਕੋ ਤੇਲਾ ਮੁਖ ਪੇ ਚਾਨੀ ਜੀ ਰੋਂ ਰੋਂ ਕੋ ਕ ਰੀ ਜੀ ਨਿਯਮ ਹੋ ਨਾ ਸੀ ਜੀ ਦਵ ਸੀ ਦਵ ਕੋ ਟਮੀ ਟਮੀ ਤਫਾ ਤਮ ਟਮੀ ਤਫ ਯੋਂਦੇ ਤਖਸਰ ਸੇ ਦੀ ਟਮੀ ਤਫ ਯੋਂਦੇ ਦੀ ਯੋਂਦੇ ਤੰਬੋ ਤਾ ਜੀ ਤੰਬੈ ਨੀ ਲਾ ਨੀ ਨੋ ਨਬ ਸਰ ਜੀ ਮੌਸਮ ਦੇ ਸਰਵਰ ਦੀ ਬਿਨਾ ਸਰਵਾ ਸਰਵ ਯੋਂਦੇ ਤਿੰਦਾ ਕੋ ਜੀ ਕ ਮੰਤਨ ਛਾ ਨਿਯਮ ਹੋ ਨਾ ਸੀ ਜੀ ਦਵ ਜੀ ਮੰਤਨ ਛਾ ਗੰਗਰ ਜੀ ਨਿਯੰਬੂ ਸੀ ਬੀ ਨਾ ਨਿਯੰਬੂ ਸੀ ਬਾ ਮੈਂ ਜੋਂਬ ਨਿਯੰਬੂ ਯੰ ਬੀ ਨਾ ਤੇ ਨਿਯੰਬੂ ਯੋਂਦੇ ਦੀ ਛੇਚੂ ਸੰਦੇ ਯੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਸੰਦੇ ਦੀ
ਸੋ ਦੈਨ ਦ ਥ੍ਰੀ ਵਿਦ ਰਿਗਾਰਡਸ ਟੂ ਦ ਥ੍ਰੀ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਪਾਥ ਪਿਓਰ ਪਿਓਰ ਰਿਫਰਸ ਟੂ ਦ ਆਬਜੈਕਟ ਐਮਪਟੀਨੈਸ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਵਨਸ ਫੋਕਸ One's focus on the object emptiness, and out of this meditative focus, then becoming free of the obscurations of the two types of kinds. So this pure and clear is in that pure and clear refers to one's focus or one's equipoise in the object emptiness. And then clear refers to when one's mind is free of that duality, clear. And anecdotal in the with respect to the fact that one is able to cultivate through this meditative process, then able to cultivate the antidote to suffering and antidote to the true cause of suffering, the delusions and its action. So antidotal in that respect. So being able to cultivate the direct antidote to all of the delusions and its action and the result suffering.
ਅਜੀ ਦਾ ਜਿੰਦਾ ਜੰਬਾ ਜੰਦੂ ਦਾ ਜੀ ਤੰਬੋ ਨਾ ਜੰਗ ਕੋ ਛੇਜੂ ਸਮ ਛੇਜੇ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਾ ਟੰਗਾ ਤੀਨਾ ਦਾ ਜਿਰੀ ਜਿਰੀ ਵਾ ਜੰਦੂ ਨਿੰਬੂ ਸੰਗ ਨੇ ਜੀ ਸੇ ਨੇ ਦਾ ਕੌਂਸੀ ਕੌਂ ਕੋ ਛਕਟੇ ਵਾ ਸੇ ਹੋ ਦੀਨਾ ਅਜੀ ਦਾ ਜੀ ਜੰਗ ਗੋ ਦੇ ਕੌਂ ਜੰਬਾ ਤੀਨੂ ਅਜੀ ਦਾ ਗਵਿਆ ਕੋ ਛਾਤੀ ਟਮੀ ਤਵਿਆ ਅਮ ਕਵਿਆ ਕੋ ਛਾਤੀ ਜੇ ਕੌਂ ਕੋ ਸੇ ਬਾਰੀ ਸੇ ਨਾ ਅਜੀ ਦਾ ਜੇ ਦੀ ਜੀ ਤੰਬਾ ਨੇ ਨੀਨੋ ਨਬ ਸਰ ਜੀ ਨੋ ਡਰ ਦਾ ਚਿਰਬ ਜੀ ਟਮਾ ਦਾ ਡਰਬ ਲੰਦੇ ਜੀ ਤੰਬਾ ਨੇ ਮੋ ਸੰਦ ਤਬ ਗੋਨੀ ਲੰਦੇ ਕੋ ਗੋਨੀ ਗੋਦੇਨ ਦੀ ਮਰ ਛਬਾ ਦਾ ਡਰਬ ਸੀ ਬਾ ਇੰਦੂ ਛਬ ਡਰਬ ਆਸ ਤੇ ਤਿੰਦਾ ਕੋ ਕੰਦੂ ਦੇਂਬਾ ਦਾ ਤੋਂ ਦਮ ਕੰਦੂ ਦੇਂਬਾ ਦੀ ਜੀ ਲੰਦੇ ਘੋਰੋਂ ਯਰਜੇ ਇੰਬ ਚਾਨੀ ਕੰਦੂ ਦੇਂਬਾ ਦਾ ਅਜੀ ਦਾ ਯਰ ਗੋਦੇਨ ਦੀ ਨੇ ਤੰਬਾ ਨੇ ਲਾ ਸੋਂ ਯਵਾ ਇੰਦੂ ਤੋਂ ਦਮ ਦੇਂਬਾ ਦੀ ਤੇ ਦੇਂਬਾ ਨੀ ਕੋ ਛਨੇ ਜੇਂ ਕੋ
So at the part where it says, the doctrine is that which is and that by which there is the state, devoid of passions, having the character of the last two truths. So here we can say that, cessation to be free of defilements. What has caused this? Cessation to be free of defilements is a result of having directly perceived emptiness, directly realized emptiness by the means of the true path. So the true path is like the subject, and the object is the cessation. The subject true path is like the conventional truth, and then the object cessation, true cessation, is like the ultimate truth. So, devoid of passions here refers to having cultivated the direct realization of emptiness, which enables the exhausting of all extinguishment of all defilements, and having the character of the last two truths, referring to the subject and object, subject true path as being the relative truth, and the object cessation, true cessation, as in being the ultimate truth.
So when
a philosophy is studied in the three major monastic universities of Tibet, Sera, Devangan, then each of these three monasteries have two main colleges within it. Sera has Che and Me, Devung has Gomang and Luseling, and then Ganden has Shazi and Changzi, like that. So again, in accordance with the text that they utilize, then some designate cessation to be an ultimate truth, and then some designate it to be, say that it is not an ultimate truth. So when the philosophical viewpoint, which says that true cessation is not an ultimate truth, then that usually follows the Swatantika Madhyamika system, and then the philosophical texts that assert cessation, true cessation, to be an ultimate truth is accordance with the Prasangika Madhyamika system. So, in accordance with the writings of Lama Tsongkhapa, the definition for true cessation is said to be, that which is endowed with the two purities and the body of the Dharma Dhatu, in the body of the ultimate sphere of reality. So when you give with this definition, then you would have to say that this true cessation is an ultimate truth, that it is emptiness. So that endowed with the two purities, the purity of the natural purity, by nature pure, and and the second purity being adventitiously pure. So these are the two endowed with the two purities, and they being the body of Dharma Dhatu Kaya. So So truth is a. So this this is accepted as a as the definition as the definition of a true cessation in the context of the Uttara Tantra and in the context of the Prasangika system as well. Rumchi Tanda.
So when we talk about true cessation
as being endowed with the two purities, totally free of the obscurations and the body of the body of the ultimate reality, you know, must refer to a quality of the holy mind of the Buddha. Otherwise, if that is not clarified, then you can say, for example, the basis are vase, you know, the emptiness of the vase, you know, is because on the basis of that emptiness, then you would say, you know, that it is naturally pure and also adventitiously pure. And therefore, it would because of that. Then, therefore, you know, you could say that the vase is the body of an ultimate reality or ultimate sphere of reality. So, this fault can come up. So, therefore, when we sort of the context in which the you know, being endowed with the two purities, free of the two obscurations, that has to be understood understood in the context of the holy mind of a Buddha. And then the verse 11 says, this devoid and making devoid of passions or attachment is included within true cessations and paths. Free of attachment or free of the devoid of the attachment or passion, and that is the subject. From Chakdel the Yuchen Sha.
Chakdel the Yer Gauden Gauden La.
You got you Gauden. I'm sorry. Devoid of passion or devoid of attachment is the object true cessation, and the transcendental wisdom mind of the Arya being. Transcendental wisdom mind of the Arya being realizing that emptiness is the true path. Pagyugi yishi di yuchin yuchin lamden balasha.
Ri lamden aja. Ta din din da go guni ji che ji de yeren go den da ti yerde jebe yerje lamden ni gi duar jebe ri de la kōrum chit tāwāi jāntā chī yōntē sāṁsāṁ sādhū chī yōrāṁ gōdēng gōdēng gō chē chū sāṁ chī sāmi nīmi tāṁi bāsāṁ gō yōntē chē chū sāṁ dēng chē chū sāṁ dēng chē chū dēng gōdēng yōntēng tā shamā yōng tāwā dōng sārvā dōng nīmī shā gō chē chū sāṁ dēng chī yōrjēng lāṁ dēng dē yōntē sāṁ gō gō nī shīvā yāntū tā chē chū sāṁ rē sāṁ rē chē chū nīpō nāng jīvā tīnā gō gō nī tā chē chū jēpō tī shī gō gō rē sē nā sāṁ sāṁ
So, respectively, those are also to be known by way of the three qualities each. So, basically it's saying that the object, true cessation, has the three qualities of being inconceivable, unthinkable, without the two, meaning without delusions and its action, karmic action, and without conceptions are the three qualities of the object, true cessation, and then the subject, true path, has three qualities of being pure, clear, and antidotal. So in this way, these are the six characteristics or qualities attributed to the Dharma.
Tāngmē shir tāng sēnē tā jīg jīnsēn, jōmē shir sī jīdī jīnsēn jīvā, pāpīn chēn shir sī jīdī, sāṁ gā gōnī yāṁ, jīg dā jīg tāk gā gāgdēng gā chīchū sāmbū, sāmi gā yōndēng dī, sāṁ dā mē bā gā yōndēng dī, tā jīg wā gāng gā yāṁ, tāk yā mē bā, tāk nā jīg cē zāng yā mē bā yīmbī jīnsēn, dī shir nā sāṁ dā mē bā yīvā. Wā jīg dā tīndrā gā jōmē shir sī dī nā, jīg yāṁ, sūsī jīvā nāṁ tāṁ pāpā rāṁ rūkū, jīg nyāṁ jākū, yirukū nī sṛcī tāpā yāntā dzāksar tāpā gōni, jū tūkari mā tāu yāng kāngu yāng jū tā mē pā yāmbī sharanā, wā jīg dā shīvā nyāṁ gāgdēng yā, wā dā nī sā mē pā yāmbā tāṁ sāmī nīmī, tāṁ mē yā sīdhū, dī tāṁ mē dī sāvān tāna, kārī sā gō, bō yī kū tāṁ nā sā jār sā yuwā rī, sā jār sā gā dī, tāṁ mā tāṁ gā, tāṁ dē yā dī, tāpār jī tāṁ gā yō sā mē bā yīmbā jī, sā mē bā jī, tāṁ bā, nāṁ tāṁ gā, tāṁ bā lā jā nā, tāṁ bī, jī gā, yā mā tā bā dī yā dī, tāṁ mē dī tā chē chū, gā dēn gā chē chū, sāṁ tāṁ, tāṁ sā sāṁ nā sā dī nā, lāṁ dēn gā chē chū sāṁ bō, tāṁ bā yā dī, sā rā yā dī, nyēm bī yā dī, sāṁ nā nyā mā tāṁ jā rā gō nī, wā dā jī vā nī yā sāṁ sāṁ gī.
And then the verse 12, it is unthinkable because of being unanalyzable, inexpressible, and known by superiors. Due to being quiescent, it is without the two, and it is without improper conceptions. The three, purity and so forth, i.e. clear and antidotal, are like the sun. So on. So in this particular verse 12, then what is basically being stated is that the quality of the true cessation being unthinkable, inconceivable with regards to Rumchi Tanda, the Gokdeng Yonden Samdame, what is
it? Ori, Gokdeng Yonden, the Samdame, the Karsego,
Tashi,
Tongma Sharasigi, what you done Gokdeng Yonden, Dinu, Jin Tajidan Driver, Guni, Tangna Yonji, Tijidan Driver, Double Java, Yermayan Bishar Dansi.
Inconceivable or unthinkable with respect to the fact that when it is that it is unanalyzable, by the analysis of the measure set forth by the analysis of the four extremes, and inexpressible because it is the experience. True cessation is an experience of the individual who has attained that who has attained that experience, and not something that which can be expressed by others other than the one who lives in that equipoise. known by the superiors as in those who have attained that realization of that truth, attained that state of the true cessation, and that as ordinary sentient beings, then one cannot express what true cessation is. And Rumche di
Sumbadi Pabin Chen Shara Sidina Papa Garzago N Sanjin Baba Tudia Rongo Sozo Rongo Ribu Ishisananda D Yer the Show Yer the Jiva Yem Bayandu Jiga Dili Yembo Jiga Sozi Jiwa Namdan Jiga Niran Dragon Badan Shanzan Papa Nam Ji on Jiga Tabar Java Yer the Me Bayambi Tau Me Sinada.
So when we say known by superiors, then that this experience of the true is true cessation is an experience of only the Arya beings, and it's not an object to be comprehended by ordinary sentient beings or hearers or solitary realizers or the bodhisattvas.
That day on the Naji, Jadarambuji, the Nan Tondre on the Nandi, Jadarambujin, the Tivishagdan, if she see Jiko, or that Jabsu Sigo, the Nan Tondre, Tongi Siva, somebody Java, Nava Nana, Tombola, Nina Naji, Sergi, the wrong Nina Naji, Shibi, wrong good Tokya, Mayan Badan, Jenji Tokya, Mayan Badan, Ni.
So when we say unthinkable, because though with anyone oneself with a mind of duality, then cannot conceive it, and. Other person's mind, having a conceptual way of thinking, then cannot comprehend or conceive that true cessation. As long as one has a dual sense of perception, then one cannot realize the true cessation.
Mm-hmm. garizigo che samjeva na cheba na tenchi jeva si da ndi chawdang yuji chegi yugi ngu tsane de na niwa na se du na ta ji jen go jen ji ta bar jeva ma yin se ji de jiwa on de ji du na niwa na ju shi ji da da yerme so su ke da ndi ton ji na de se ne ngi tsu ga ji garizigo da shi go on de shi ne da shi on de shi wo Sergina, Margie, Tabadan, Trevi, Jena, Tenny, Tafia, Mayensi, Yugi, Tabago, Jenji, Tabarjava, Mayensi, Gidi, then River Community, Tindaji, Radiation, and Songjong.
So Rumch is just explaining that if people are using the text of the Gelsovje's commentary, then that this point is clarified on page 48-49, where it says, that it cannot be realized by others, then basically means meaning by other means of words or language. Then as long as one has the conceptual mind, then with that conceptual mind, then one cannot realize that true cessation.
Or you dead did on that, no more than you are really immersed on it. Or you dead somebody, you know, never search it over. You see this, some tea on a tender somebody, you know, somebody, and Papa Namji, Namjo, so wrong, you know, never search it over. You know that you are going to eat over, my imba, you know, never search it over, and which I didn't let you raise your thing.
And the third point is basically saying that, you know, when one pacifies that duality, then only one can realize true cessation. As long as one has a duality in one's way of thinking, then one cannot conceive or realize that true cessation.
What you that in the Gino Daddy, Godenji Chiju Samgo, River Noya Tinda Indin. Talam Denji Chiju Samgo, or you somebody doctor name we shall say you day. Or you that dear owner, that does on you are on you dear or good that to drink on my chicken owner. You are lambden la, topa don serva don yimbo or sita topa, say you did, Tommy was on the top of sheriff and you dribble someone, Jeru or Tama, maybe Tama don Treva, maybe Chinese topa, say you. Or you serva, say you did, you are a dear Kunan and was on the top of Yishiji, Uzirji, Noa don Dembi.
So then the last line, the three purity, talks. The three purity and so forth, i.e. clear and antidotal, the three qualities of the true path, being pure, clear, and antidotal, are like the sun. So this line talks about the qualities of the true path. So the true path, by saying that it is pure in the sense because, having directly realized selflessness. So, in that context, pure, clear, as in having generated the transcendental wisdom, the illumination of the transcendental wisdom. So clear in that respect, and then antidotal in the with regards to the three poisonous states of the mind. Then, having generated the antidote for the direct manifestation of the three poisonous minds, and not only for that, but as well as for the having generated the antidote for the imprints of those afflicted states of minds.
On you that in every goni that you come to the that on one door temper or the jewel jeba or that some baton deva don't you are or you that in every goni that's on your ending that the jizo you that come to the one you on you come to the turner or you that some bag in the comjako yon tela yon tena yon go tambo jin chojo jiji na in the ten chiji ten yon jiji chiji di yugo ni yongji tondi tsarda sam yuwa yendu ta di tambo di samde rong yin osarabi yin nyomo ngo wo mezgi kantong roka dongmin ta shi yantau tang ni tamji la zobo sanji jiju dhuwa zobo sanji jiju zubwa dhuwa mepo lunga wa samjian nam tang thai yerjian yishi zunga telan do senada ujigda tindagwe gunita dhur ten jangyi.
So again, over the, with the Sangha object of refuge, again it is the same. There's the first verse. Within the first verse, you have like a brief introduction to the qualities of the Sangha, and then offering of praise. And then then there are the following verses, kind of which elaborate on it, and the last verse, which sort of condenses the meaning of the Sangha object of refuge. So you have verse 13, within which you have the praise and prostration to the rare and sublime Sangha, and a brief introduction to what the Sangha is. Obeisance to those who have thoroughly realized the limit or the peace of selflessness in all transmigrators through perceiving the non-inherent existence of the entities of the afflictive emotions due to the natural clear light of the mind, perceive perfect Buddhahood as residing in all. To those whose intelligence is unobstructed and who are endowed with sight of the exalted wisdom that has as its objects the purity and infinity of sentient beings. Talking about the rare and sublime Sangha as in having the two qualities of knowledge. So Ramcha is combining in the verse 13 with the explanations that you in the slightly elaborate explanations that come in the verse 14, because just to present it the way it is in the abbreviated form is will be difficult to understand. So the two qualities of knowledge, you know, attributed to the rare and sublime Sangha is from the point of view of what they have come to be liberated from, what they have come to have abandoned, you know, from that, and then from the second quality being with regards to the the subject, transcendental wisdom mind that they have come to generate or embody. So, with regards to that, then this is explained in verse 14, which says, because the perceptions of their internal exalted wisdom of the mode and of the varieties is pure. So, the two qualities of these, in the case of an Arya Buddha, you know, due to having trained in the path of the, you know, the 10 grounds and paths, then accordingly, then through those successive paths, then having come to embody the realization of the ultimate mode of the existence of all phenomena, and also, having come to realize all the varieties of the existence. So, in the case of an Arya Buddha, then these two modes of knowledge, the knowing ultimate existence and the varieties of the infinite, the varieties of existence, then these two wisdoms or knowledge exist at the same time. You know, while knowing the ultimate mode, then knowing the varieties, while knowing the varieties of existence, then knowing the ultimate nature as well. And so, knowing their final mode of existence. Whereas in the case of the, you know, those who are on the hearer's path or the solitary realizer's path, those of the hero, Shravaka and the Pratika Buddhists, then in their case, then these two knowledge cannot exist at the same time. While the mind focuses on the final mode of existence, then it is unable to comprehend the varieties of existence. And while it perceives the varieties of mode of existence, then it does not perceive the final or the ultimate mode of existence. So these are in the case of an Arya Buddha, then these two exist at the same time. And in having generated these qualities of abandonment, and they generated this type of subject transcendental wisdom, then the community of the Sangha of irreversible intelligence, because there is no kind of falling back from those states, is endowed with unsurpassed qualities with regards to qualities undertaking the activities benefiting sentient beings. So here, in accordance with the commentary of Gelsub Jis, if people are following that Tibetan text, is on page 58, we're talking about the three qualities of that knowledge of the Arya Sangha, in the case of an Arya Buddha, then the knowledge of knowing the ultimate mode of existence, that knowledge which knows the varieties of existence, and the knowledge of individually knowing, that are the three qualities of that knowledge. And the qualities of liberation, the three qualities attributed to that liberation, being liberated, the quality of having become liberated from all passions or the obscuration of all passions or obscuration of all attachment. And you were the top
there.
And then the second obscuration that it is liberated from is being free of the obscuration of obstructions. So here, this being free of the the quality of having become liberated from the obscuration of obstructions, primarily refers to the obscuration to omniscience or obscuration to knowing. In the case of the first one, the quality of having become liberated from the obscuration of passions or attachment, then it usually refers to the class of the obscuration of delusions. And then the third quality of liberation is the quality of having become liberated from the from the obscuration of member lower aspirations.
Already member diversity the chamang and chakdang members the member diversity the nyondrup dan chirup ni ge nang lan dun du gu ri de yang ji nyerang ji baba nyerang so ji dan nyerang baba dan o ji da de zu sam lo de men ban de wo yin du ran ye ji kro ba di tro ya zam go ji da chi du gu de ba dan o ji ri chi du ma zi nyon ma wi de ba di ji go pon ya ton de ni ba ma ta lo men ba yin du din da go lo men ba rong rong ji bi sam lo tong wo gu ni de ba jong ya di cha ni men ba de ba si de li tro
So this third obscuration having become free of the obscuration of lower aspirations. Is that you have another word, member? Actually, this is already included within the first two, but here a specific distinguishment is made in relation to, like, for example, those who are on the path of individual liberation, on the hero's path or solitary realizer's path, then their aspiration or goal is for oneself to be liberated out of cyclic existence. The goal is oneself to be liberated out of cyclic existence. So this is regarded as a lower aspiration. So the third the third point here refers to having become liberated from this lower aspiration.
And
The verse 15 and verse 16 kind of details those three qualities of the rikpa, you know, the knowledge, you know, the three qualities of, you know, knowing the ultimate mode of existence, the knowledge of the, you know, the varieties of existence, and then oneself individually knowing these three qualities of the knowledge are sort of kind of detailed in verse 15 and 16. Due to realizing the peaceful nature of transmigrating beings, that is, all persons and phenomena, they perceive the very mode of being of phenomena. So this is the first quality of our knowing the ultimate mode of existence of all phenomena. This being, because of the natural thorough purity, and because of the afflictive emotions are extinguished from the start, because of the awareness realizing objects of knowledge and their finality, sees that the nature of omniscience exists in all sentient beings. They have knowledge of the varieties. So within these two verses are, you know, the kind of detailed presentation of the qualities of these three forms of knowledge.
Oji da dinra yin ba yin du da rupa yon den sumbo di riri ni mara ji shi ku jin sen riri shir shir su ni da song a nyo. Da dini chuba yon den sumbo di yin ni timi yin la si ji di yin ba yin du ju da ni song sun rong na ju member dwa si ji di sabo mi di ngi. Da di tsu di nyak na timi yin si ji ni ten ni ju te song yu ari. Oji da ju sa ju ngon huwa lam ji ni kab su sa tambu kab su
Verse 17, those realizations in that way are just perceptions by their own consciousness individually that completes the three qualities of the knowledge. And then the last two lines, in the basic element of non-defilement, there are no passions and no obstacles. Thus those are pure. So here, the third, the three qualities of liberation, the third one is not directly mentioned. You know, the obscuration of lower aspiration is not specifically mentioned, but the liberation from the obscuration of attachment and obstruction is contained within these two lines, which says, in the basic element of non-defilement, there are no passions and no obstacles. So when one trains on the bodhisattva's path, then particularly in relation to generating the wisdom, realizing emptiness, then one establishes that emptiness, that realization, on the basis of one entity, and then having gained that realization on the basis of one entity, then applying it to all phenomena, because all phenomena is anyway pervaded by the same emptiness. Rumchi says we'll stop here for now, and then if you have questions with regards to these points, we can do now. Rumchi Tenchi Shuloka the Jitawa gi Jitawa Rigbe Yonden da Jinibar Rigbe and the Susur Surang Tobi Yonden the Rumchi Sik din su chik yan jochi di Zawatan Jena.
So I was just asking
Rumchi to clarify, based on the root text, the stanzas that distinguish, the qualities of the knowledge of knowing the ultimate mode of existence of phenomena, as for that that is completely the verse 15 due to verse 15 talks about the quality of that knowledge, and then the second quality of knowing all the varieties of phenomena is verse 16. And then the third quality of, once of individually knowing is the two lines of the verse 17. Those realizations in that way are just perceptions by their own consciousness individually. So this is how the three qualities of knowledge are sort of detailed in the root text.
What did that do? Driver the journal, young G, tossing 300 then driver, nothing like G could ding with an hour. Or you that tundan, tundan, dombo, niva, that somebody your martini, or you that any dombo, no, quanto yondin, the other than Batil and the Chiso, yondin, a kitchen, Mado, burn, ruby, nasi, then and drover, she would chunya, said you, took an honor, you are the young. Samba Soso Rango Rubano, Tinji, Temba Rubarisha was that the Garza Gundrishi, Locks the Yon German ju dati savana ju sarva yendu tinpya ju dati amma samnu rida chakthava dang member rida chapu dhava dang tabi dhava dang member dhava may be longa wa oos member dhava li ju da tinpya sangya yu dingi ta jarang na
Rumich is reading from the commentary on page 58, saying, detailing that you know the knowledge, knowing a final mode of existence of phenomena, refers to the you know the realization of emptiness, seeing ultimate truth, and by that reasoning, then generating the illumination of the you know of the mind, which is you know free of all of these adventitious defilements. So that and then Rumchi just went through the you know the lines relating to the you know the knowing the varieties of phenomena with regards to the second form of second form of knowledge, knowing the knowing the varieties of phenomena or the conventional mode, conventional realities. So you can ask your questions now.
The Dharma jewel that we talked about starting in verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see how that verse 9 is divided up into these eight qualities. The one that is said undefiled here, I'm not sure what the Tibetan is. Is that supposed mm-hmm. to be later referring to without conception?
Mm-hmm.
Because on the next page, on page where the last line of verse 12, where it says the three purity and so forth,
mm-hmm.
are like the sun. So undefiled must refer to conception, but it's not mentioned anywhere else in the verses.
Mm-hmm. Tanda chukun chogi yende dorten bachorwa rumchi dinan la sikshe dinan la shiwa da shiwagi jela timis
samme nimi tangme ba sinje de koden ge yonde tawser nyembo sombo de garze go lamden ge yonde rewa chukum jago kamni tindarwa
ani susurangir
ori teni da te yon yon chama jiwa ji shin yon dina ji sami si ji di jin ten na nam phobin chen shir sami nyo se song ya ji sami ni
rum shi di su gar di kha de rum chi ta tme nge ji susurangir rik shi wa Time is a jorwa.
Neri, so.
Time is a hussar nang den. Mipa kun la chakwa tans.
Chukun jo re, binda kum jo.
Chukun jo rumche.
Chukun jo la.
Rumche shukran sumba di.
Shukran sumba di nana.
Yigdan rumche, yigdan ngaba tapar meni ngetse tante susur rangi. Rishiva, Time Yishi was said Nangden, Mipakunla Chapatan said. You're asking, what are you asking with regards to the undefiled?
Or in the Tengu Kamni, Rongo, Rushiva, Sijote, and Chivardi, Karsago, the samme nimi tomme sambo ndwa rwa temi ni zon ne ju tab sar nyambu dhamma meba se du tab ishi ishi ozer no den se du tab sar sarva o ju da den ni tab sar nyambu se du na do chak chir dang temi sambo jar jaga yindu kan la chapa dang 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 rab rab se du do chak chir dang temi sambo nyambu njombe zeba tam chi nyama se na tina jarang gwa rwa
Rumchi di Kongi Kasure Kongi Rumchi Time Ishu Hussar Nanden Siadi di Kwash Shivore.
Oh, the Time Sedina, you at Taksar Vasiju, Time Tapa, Time Tapa, Tama Meba, and do Tama Meba on the Taksar Nyambusiji, on the Lamden Goyon, the Sanganani, Tambu, Tapa on the Tama Meba on the. Yes, he was there now then said you serve you on day.
So the you know the line where it says you know known by oneself individually quiescent undefiled are like the qualities attributed to you know when we talk about the three qualities of being pure in this undefiled and undefiled refers to you know being pure or free of the defilements and the illumined with the light rays of exalted wisdom then you know are the qualities describing the clarity and the antidotal qualities refers to you know the and the thoroughly destroying desire hatred and obscuration with respect to all objects of observation.
Free of conception coming.
Free of conception.
Free of conception is supposed to be one of the...
Free of conception is is the quality attributed to true cessation. Because here in the... when we talk about, you know, the three qualities attributed to a true path, you have pure, clear, and antidotal. So, you know, this line, undefiled, illumined with the light rays of exalted wisdom and thoroughly destroying desire, these are the qualities of the pure, clear, and antidotal in the verse 10. Then Rumchi di Kongi Gotengi Yunden Chiorva.
Gotengi Yunden
Sumbot.
Ojuda di
Same
Nime
Tome di Quasha or Sore, the Shuloka Tambu Dortun La Tena. Topame.
Juda Tombo di Yoma Meme, Yoma Yomekan Nijenda on Topamani. We took it on there. We took it Nimi, or the Toberman don't worry about Nizu don't travel, said you, Nizu, you got a good dressy don't travel, you dejo the, you joser top of Sergi Joda Maniva, Nizu don't travel, said you, Tira Jergu, you said.
Some enemy Tomedi, Joda
Tomedi, so the longer question, March. Nizu don't travel, said you,
No, Rinpoche says the part where it says without conceptions, conceptions known by in the root the verse 9, then without conceptions refers to known by oneself individually. Without conceptions, so due to being unthinkable, meaning unthinkable here refers to not non-existent. Not existent, not existent, and non-existent. And without the two is not analyzable as other than existent. Rumchi di nime di dortulak wai shawar rumchi.
Dortena. Tanda nitsik dangdara siji di tika.
I made a mistake. Without the two refers to devoid of description. Devoid of description. Known by oneself individually is without conceptions. So due to being unthinkable is the above. The four, not non-existent, not existent, not existent, non-existent, and not analyzable as other than existent and non-existent is what is meant by being unthinkable or inconceivable with regards to the four extremes. And without the two refers to devoid of description, known by oneself individually is without conceptions.
Because of being unanalyzable, inexpressible, and known by superiors, that seems to be wrong then. That doesn't seem to be. Is that actually what the Tibetan says, or is that?
Some the meva gi deshe chorwa. Some the meva yimbe yimzen dile cheva meva, jodo meva, and pape canvas. In this dile some the meva she was.
No, si gu chena de sambo yuari. Chi chavni da dina juriwa.
Rumchu said that in describing the it is unthinkable or inconceivable. In detail, then unthinkable has these qualities. You know, as being when we talk of something being inconceivable in the context of being unanalyzable, inexpressible, and known by the Aryas. So in the commentary, then it says that you know there is no words to sort of to express what is inconceivable, and you know there is no concept to ascertain that which is inconceivable like that. Inconceivable is that there is no language or words to express it. There is no thought. A conceptual process to ascertain it.
That's different than devoid of description.
Devoid of description.
Somewhere,
where did you go to that? Devoid of description.
Some Jerzogan driven on a ဒီအိုရီဒါဒီရုပ်ချီရှိကြီးယောင်းထင်ထင်ထမကထင်ထင်ထမကတပ်ကညီဝတနာငောပဒင်ပါတင်ညွန်းထာယောကောင်းတယောင်းစမ်တယ်မေပါစီတပရမနီစီကြီးတဲ့တေလာကြတယ်နီတဲ့ညီမေစဒီနာဇဝဒောင်းညောမောဝါညီကြရုဝါမေပါစီတင်တာချီမာတန်တနာမန္တကတိကြီးကြီးကြောင်းဒီနာငီးစကတော်တပါတေကိုကိုယောရော
I'm just saying, you know, if you the Tibetan text, page 49, then, you know, where it says, Rumshi, Topat and Rumshi Tanda, Samdame, where Jodame was sooner, there is Samdame sooner.
Samdame, Badi, Tanda, Gokarzigo.
Tanda, Deshikin, Sabdra.
Daddy, Jisiga cup down, Dortinga cup, Jacky Jacky Duke for you. Dortinga, Jisini, take up a jerko, you are. Dortin, the consuming memory, your magenta on top of the money, you said you told her this, Sammy cup. Then you saw me the only same on dinner, Sammy, you miss in a Sammy, Jisi. Then he, Jigarzego,
referring to the verse 12 in the root text. You know, the unthinkable, inconceivable, because of the...
The Chigdan, the Aana, Yang Jishika Nana, Karzego, Tangman Shardan Se Jijan Sen, Jomman Shardan Se Jijan Sen, Pabin Chema Se Jijan Sen, Samkona, Saminya Se Jidhi, Saminya Se Jidhi, Tangman Shardan Se Jidhi, Nidhrupsha Jina, Jodhame Bhadaji.
Rumshi says, in verse 12 where it says, it is unthinkable because of unanalyzable and inexpressible and known by superiors. And due to being peaceful, it is without two, meaning delusions and its action karma, and it is without improper conception. So because it is inconceivable, it is unanalyzable. And because you can say that because it is inconceivable, it is without conceptions, without conceptions. And, you know, because it is... inexpressible, then you can say it is without the two. Jodh mebe gyunsenki ani nisu meveres.
Ri tapa mebe sharna samdha meba nyo.
Because it is without because it is without conceptions, it is unthinkable, inconceivable, and because it is without the two, it is inexpressible.
Dani Baba Sazu Rambo Rugan Chimbi and Bicharana Ganesego Tommy DSD.
And because it is known by superiors, then it is without conceptions. Okay, go ahead.
What they're discussing is very technical, and it has to do, I guess, in some way, with the real conception of emptiness. But for some of us, me, who are not so advanced, I look at some of the sections like 15, 16, and 17, and it really requires that we be free of obstacles, free of the three poisons, to be able to even approximate anywhere near understanding this. And it also says, like in 13, so that we have Buddhahood residing in all of us. So for me it would be useful, and I don't know if for anyone else, if what could be addressed is how we take those steps to touch Buddhahood, if we're going to have any chance of understanding anything about it. So this is a very technical, I understand.
The kasure, the tande kachu de pimasbe kasure, tapuchire shas, amangche, ta kanche, mangche, tombani kol kyan reshas, and dilani kranzu tanyu keke yomaris, and in this che, krangi shuloka dinsu mama lo yundu galia, kasure, so the these shuloka khran gindungun jog yonden de ta gindungun jog yonden de nalya kasure simjeng gyula sang sangge gi rik sorochi yebe sorochi chwa ta dinzu ta tekot de pento yala sobas chebren de dinzu khwa dinzu tis tenda yebe sore lato lande was rechreshas
to de ko de wonde wonde de ngi yawa ji tamba ni ko de je ta ko kha ba ji di na ni sab san tan tan sab san tan ha yo dur te ji si ge ji si te ni on drivi san tan da ti ko ga da di na te ni to ji ji ka de go nyaw da sin na da to ji kho bo da ji ba de ba
rum chu says you know usually these types of texts you know dealing with Buddhist philosophy are very, very technical in the way in which they present. And so, you know, in much of these verses, you have the root text presenting it in a very abbreviated form, then, you know, elaborating on it slightly, and then, you know, condensing the meaning of what has been explained like that. So with regards to texts which deal with philosophy, then usually it is like that.
In
some way you can say it's like you're having a dispute between a mind realizing emptiness and a deluded mind of ignorance having a dialogue or a dispute. Rumcha says, like, you know, you have the wisdom of emptiness, then establishing such certain viewpoints of how things exist, and then you have the mind of ignorance then asserting its mode of existence. So like that, you know, there's a dialogue of question and answers going backwards and forwards. It's just like in America when you have people coming up for presidents, then you have a lot of one says like this and the other one says the other way around, like that. It's Rumchi is saying, like, even for just a presidency, you have so much time of dialogue, you know, the even more so, you know, you have to spend for a wisdom realizing emptiness and then even and the confusion or darkness of ignorance. The dispute between these two has to be carried over months and years. Go ahead.
I have a question about ignorance. I know it's not directly related to this text, but it has to do with about hypocrisy. And one of the things that was said to me is that if we knew how much suffering we're creating, this was said in a teaching here last week, that if we actually knew how much suffering we're creating, that we would stop. That if we knew we were creating conditions for that, we would create more suffering, we would stop. But we don't know, so we're ignorant. And at least this is what my interpretation of it. I'm sure there's some problems with that. So, like, there's... And then someone said to me once, you know, we're sort of hypocrites in that way, because we're trying to make it better, we're trying to fix the ignorance or learn, and we really can't, we can only go so far, because at least in my case, I don't feel empowered to change it. When I try to change it, it turns into aggression. So it's a very stuck place.
Kasure, chidan krangi tuwa di tanda chabi di kol mikse keme es, jojo di kol mikse keme, ina ya kasure ta kansa susu mesitel dunge mayo ya ta kange mayo ya che tu miyu indre rech redile ina ya susu lalen do tana ta dunge ki gyu kyan sa dhuwa res, lalen tan. And dinde sundu ka ta ziyan mikpa chik zindu kan, mikpa chik zin lalen tatu kan ta mayimba chik targyo res. An di se, di zumba srochi reshas, lalen taya ta miyu di, enda srochi reshas. An yina yang chik, susu lalen taya ki toni dunge ki gyu mambu enda saga yub, sagi yub hako vrechin ta, di nguen zintu vrechin ta, тегату ди каду горе кая чи чаду горес ина я чи сусу динде тол гюо панга чине гюо та моту бес роче пичикла карте бес роче ги дос инде сро чик сим дур миче
оре ри дади коман дига ди тобо чендан дива нобо жева ди мар ди дива конга го ди тено мамбала соба семче там чи го ди дива конга до ки ва ри ди дива дрем чи я дингар ги ди чан чан ла ди ди ни ที่สงฆ์ที่น้อยยินดีว่าที่ที่ทําไม่นี่ที่ดึงดึงก็สงฆ์อย่างนั้นที่ตินดาก็คมศีลเนี่ยบัดนี้ละคมดีว่ายินดีคาชีมารองรองก็รองก็ทรวิมาสัมปัจจิที่ดึงก็สงฆ์ว่าที่หามากว่าหมู่ดีอย่างก็อยู่ว่าแล้วคาชีคนก็สงฆ์น้อยยินดีหากูดีงี้ยินน่ะยังคมศีลชื่อว่ายินดีรองไม่บัดนี้ละชุ่นรู้ก็อยู่ว่าแต่ที่ที่ก่อนทบทบก็ที่คมศีลสัมปัจจิคมยา
Rumchi says, you know, what you just described is exactly like what Shantideva says, you know, in his guide to a Bodhisattva's way of life, that, you know, how we are as sentient beings, you know, down to the tiniest of insects, we all want happiness and don't want suffering, but... you know, but the way in which as sentient beings, the way in which we function is that it's totally contradictory to what we hold as our objectives, wanting happiness and not wanting suffering. And although those are the goals, but in functioning, what we do is in our daily activities, then we only do the activities that accumulate the causes for suffering, and then every occasion to happiness, then we destroy it, you know. So why, you know, the reason for that is, you know, for some it is due to not knowing any better. Then for others who don't know the better, then due to the power of habit, you know, due to being so habituated to behaving in that certain mode, you know, here, you know, talking lifetimes, then unable to break that pattern of way of acting. From this first stand of knowing, you know, that you have another option, that knowing the better, then it really comes down to making every effort on one's own part to change the way in which one acts, or to change the way in which one thinks, and sort of, you know, to come free of that habit, of that old habit. Rinpoche says that, you know, also within that chant, Deva says that, you know, no matter how difficult, you know, how stuck we may be in our efforts to change, but as long as one makes the effort, you know, and then as one makes the effort toward it, and that then eventually, you know, through our efforts, you know, and becoming contrived efforts, and then as one becomes more and more used to, you know, positive ways of thinking and acting, then gradually this becomes habitual. One becomes familiar with it, and then it becomes intuitive or very easy. So Chandeva says that, you know, in our life, that there is nothing which is not made easier by familiarity, you know, by being acquainted with it. So you can see, like in the televisions, like this, you know, people who train lions and tigers. You know, the normal, usually, you know, lions and tigers, you know, they're known to just attack, things like that. But, you know, then from young, you train them in ways so much so that they become like, you know, your pet kittens or cats. So if this is possible for lions and tigers, then as human beings, then we have far greater chance. Let's stop here for this afternoon.
Thank you.